You're listening to KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. The Oklahoma City Council is trying to figure out what to do with the city's old jail. Today on the Business Intelligence Report, we're going to turn to Journal Record editor Ted Struley to find out what some of the city's options are. Ted, that old jail building was built in 1940. What are some ideas for some possible uses for it?
The city would prefer to reuse the old building in some manner that's complementary to the other nearby construction in that part of town, as well as the broader redevelopment down there. One option is that Palomar, the Family Justice Center, is looking for a permanent home, and City Councilwoman Meg Salyer suggested that might be a good fit.
Now, this jail hasn't been used to house prisoners since about the late 1980s. I mean, how has it been used since then?
Hasn't been used for much. There were some first floor offices in use for a little while, but the building has stood mostly vacant since the new jail opened. The inside has a lot of problems. It's really pretty dilapidated.
And does it still include cells and things like that?
It does. Everywhere but the first floor has cells, but there's problems with ceilings coming down and the things you'd expect from an old building that hasn't been used in a long time.
Now, what are some reasons that developers might see some potential in this building? It sounds like it's pretty run down.
It is, but there's a lot of activity going on nearby. There's several projects within about a five-minute walk that have really primed that area for some new investment. So Project 180 has some things going on down there, Film Row with the streetscapes. There's renovations of the lawns between the Civic Center and City Hall. The construction of the new streetcar line goes down that way. And there's private development nearby with the rehab of some historic buildings for commercial office and residential use. The 21C Hotel is in that area, as well as the revitalized Fred Jones Manufacturing Building on Main Street.
Now, you mentioned that the ceiling is in bad shape, for instance. Are there any other downsides to developing this building?
There are. Some of the problems include the presence of asbestos and a lack of compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Lead paint is also likely to be present.
I want to switch topics just a little bit to talk about a lawsuit that was filed this week. The Journal Record's Catherine Sweeney writes about a group of attorneys who filed suit against the state for a new law that would increase monitoring for impaired driving offenders. I mean, what does this law do?
It's meant to toughen up the DUI laws, and it orders the immediate destruction of a driver's license after arrest and makes it illegal for residents to refuse breath tests and makes about six other changes.
So why does this group of lawyers who represent people who have been charged with impaired driving, why do they think this law is unconstitutional?
They argue the law cuts down on residents' access to due process, and it gives way too much power to Oklahoma's executive branch.
You know, they also argue that it violates the state's single subject rule. How so?
They argued the bill added or adjusted text to, I think it was eight topics within the statute, and some of those aren't even related to impaired driving.
The lawsuit also says Governor Mary Fallon issued a so-called pocket veto when she signed this bill into law. Could you break this down for us just a little bit? What did she do that plaintiffs think will help their case?
Well, it doesn't really fit the definition of a pocket veto, but what the governor did was sign the bill almost and then almost immediately issued an executive order to address her concerns that the bill has some 14th Amendment issues and directed the Department of Public Safety to disregard the parts that she thought might be problematic. So the plaintiffs think she really overstepped her role by trying to shape legislation after it was passed.
Ted Struley is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media or on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. This is KGOU, your NPR source. On air in the Oklahoma City Metro at 105.7 and 106.3 FM, also serving the communities of Woodward, Chickasha, Shawnee, Seminole, and Ada. Details regarding our terrestrial radio frequencies and service areas are available at the About Us link at kgou.org.